This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the Dow plunged almost 800 points and bounced back a couple hundred, 600 points on fears of slowing economy. Stuart Rhodes, you're going to do a call out here for volunteer pilots to help expose what's happening, put eyes and ears on the border. And also, you wanted to make a comment on George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, the best Republican Democrats ever had.
Exactly. We need volunteer pilots. In fact, we need volunteer boots on the ground and pilots all across the border and all the border states. So if you're a pilot and has access to a plane, we will be taking donations to provide the fuel. But if you're willing to fly, please go to our website. We have a call to action up right now. Go to theoathkeepers.org and volunteer. Whether you're boots on the ground as a volunteer veteran on the ground, or if you're a pilot, or if you're a drone operator, we need all of that. We need all people like that that have those kind of skill sets to volunteer and step up and help us on the border to back up Border Patrol and provide more eyes and ears. And we'll also be doing security operations for ranches on request. If they have a situation where they're afraid for their families or themselves, then we will provide security boots on the ground. But a big focus is going to be the force multiplier of being in the air. That's a huge asset for us.
And we've caught, just being on the border probably 30 times over the years, 5 or 6 times, heroin, cocaine, marijuana being brought across, showing how open it is. We first caught 6 years ago the buses being brought in when nobody even really knew that they wasn't kids. They were just loading adults on unchecked. We got that. So just going down there, you never know what you're going to catch.
Exactly.
And so it's that presence that draws attention. And then do a web blog, do a YouTube video, call on the talk radio, meet the people. I mean, that's what it's a real adventure.
You bet. And if you're not able to go out and deploy to actually do observe and report operations, go down and show your support for the policy of the president, what he's doing now. He's stepping towards a full deployment. Support.
Yeah, because we're down there and nobody's there, and Antifa's and our people stand up to him. But, I mean, you know, we got 2 camera people there, and there's like 6 Antifa going, "We'll kick your ass, scum." And it's like, wow, you know, patriots need to be down here.
You do. Be down and protecting the journalists on the right and protecting free speech and also speaking out in support of the president's policies. Absolutely right.
Antifa, it's sick watching them try to go around and intimidate people. But, you know, look at France, as you were saying during the break. This is an anti-globalist revolt, and Paul Watson's about to take over here in a few minutes. He'll be breaking it down.
Yeah, I think it's a good indicator. You know, the working class people of the world, ironically, you know, workers of the world unite. It's kind of happening the other way. It's going against the globalists. You know, we're starting to wake up and unite to preserve our way of life and preserve our families.
Well, crony capitalism is a nightmare. It calls itself communism, but it's just a bunch of corporations offshore creating a nightmare for the general public. It's capitalism and free market that's good for families and good for workers.
Yeah, and people understand that. And so I think you're starting to see a revolt, a middle class and working class revolt around the world. And it's kind of bizarre, but these radical communist professors are actually on the side of big business and the global corporations, and they're ignoring the working class.
That's the big game changer. The political operatives are all corporate funded and call themselves socialist communists, and they all race bait now because they know the whole class struggle of economics doesn't work. People know socialism doesn't work.
Right.
So now they're going to race bait. But if you look at the studies in Germany and in Spain and in Italy, what's making the nationalists win is coalitions of socialist and union people figuring out, wait, you're going to bring in 10 million illegal aliens to drive down my wages and take my job? So it's actually a coalition of socialists and nationalists that's now taking Europe back.
Well, look what happened with Trump being elected. He was elected by the Rust Belt, by guys who used to work in GM and in the factories, realizing that if you want to have America be great again and have jobs again, we got to elect someone that's going to protect our economy. And that's why he's elected, you know?
And he's really trying. I can't believe GM made all those record profits, bought back their stock, and is moving to China.
Well, of course. Corporate raiders, right? Corporate pirates. So they're going to just take what they want and leave, leaving the worker holding the bag.
Where they're going is to be state-run in China, where they pay no tax now. And that is treason right there. You know, at a certain point, folks, we're all free market, but when you've got these outside countries that are rigging everything, you got to have a president that will stand up to that. And people finally got it. But, you know, there's one point you make about Trump that he's doing bad on, Stuart Rhodes. And I want to come back and introduce Paul Watson. I want to do 2 minutes on red flagging. We're back in 60 seconds. We'll get you some of that Texas barbecue. Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, Stuart Rhodes, Paul Watson taking over from England with the riots in France and Macron capitulating and Nigel Farage of UKIP leaving because of Tommy Robinson being part of the party. So much is coming up. Stock market plunging 800 points and back to 647 points. But I tell you, it's been an amazing year here for globalism. Has lost every election around the world except Venezuela and the U.S. We know both those are rigged. It's been documented. So the populism, nationalism is exploding. People are aware of globalism from Brazil to Italy, from Austria to Germany. Everywhere the globalists are losing elections the last 6 years, except for Venezuela and the U.S., because things are so rigged. But we had Zbigniew Brzezinski die this year. We had John McCain die. We had George Herbert Walker Bush die. We had David Rockefeller die. And the Clintons cannot get anybody at any crowd size at their events. So old Poppy got in confidence to be reborn into the order of death, but this time it's not an initiation. This time it's real. So Stuart Rhodes, your comments on that, and Trump's overall doing a good job, but we've got to draw attention to the bad things. They tell him, sir, we can't have mentally ill people with guns. He's like, yeah, I agree. But they're saying unadjudicated mentally ill, the red flagging. So let's talk about this year, what's happened briefly, and then red flagging.
It's good to see the globalists. You know, they can't escape death, no matter how rich they are, no matter how corrupt they are. At least they can't escape mortality. So it's been good to see. You know, frankly, I'm glad McCain died, and George Bush too. I mean, he was involved in the assassination of Kennedy, and he's involved in the destruction of our country, and he's a globalist from way back. So I don't feel sorry for him at all. I'm glad he's gone.
And I'm glad you're honest about it, because I just can't bring myself to sit there and puel over these people.
Yeah, I mean, I respect his service from World War II, but after that, he went downhill. He went down into the deep state rabbit hole.
Well, his dad was the head Nazi lawyer in the U.S.
Right. So his
Prescott. Family,
right. So, you know, as a veteran, I respect his service, but that's about it. Same with McCain. You know, I respect his service for what it was, but after that, if you turn on your country and become a traitor, you're a traitor.
Well, remember, George Herbert Walker Bush didn't just leave the NRA. He said it should be abolished.
Yeah. But, you know, that and also, of course, you know, pushing for a new world order, right? He was the first guy to come out and say it publicly.
Well, that was exactly. That was because G. Gordon Liddy said, and I'm not saying this, they'll say I said it. He said, if the ATF comes to confiscate your gun, shoot for the face because they don't have body armor on.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's G. Gordon Liddy. And then they said the whole NRA did that. And then he left the NRA and the NRA should be abolished. It's like he was always anti-gun. Right. People don't even know that George W. Bush was anti-gun.
Oh, yeah. And it's bringing us full circle right now. We've got a lot of Republicans who are, you know, rhinos, who are pushing the president to go with red flag laws, which are a gross violation of due process. No due process whatsoever. And it's the same process you see, the same problem you see with the domestic violence restraining orders. But now it's everybody and anybody, your neighbor, some guy down the street, some guy that like your bumper sticker can call the police on you as an ex parte hearing. You don't even know it's happening. They go present some prima facie accusation that you're a danger to the community. The cops come to get your guns, and now you're faced with confiscation. I mean, gun owners in this country have been saying, we're not going to stand for confiscation of guns. Well, here it is. What, 13 states now have red flag laws? We already had a death in Maryland. A woman called on her, she got an argument with her brother, and two adults, doesn't even live with the guy, calls the police on her brother. They come to his house to get his guns. He resists, and then they kill him.
And it's beyond the Baker Act where, Kanye West supports the president, throw him in a mental institution for a week. People just say, I think he's weird, he has guns. Not he threatened somebody, not he, and then they come take your guns, and in a lot of cases you don't get them back. You're on in about 50 minutes on the War Room, Stuart Rhodes. I'll be right back there in a minute. God bless you. Great job. Oathkeepers.org. Good to have Stuart Rhodes back in studio with us. Great patriot. Paul Joseph Watson takes over, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, so much on your plate today. So good to see you there via the Skype from London, England. Such a crazy thing to witness. The globalists trying to plunge the stock market, trying to raise interest rates to hurt the Trump recovery. Looks like they may have been successful. We've got Trump walking off the stage, not doing a group photo, saying, get me out of here. We've got Nigel Farage pulling out of UKIP over Tommy Robinson. We've got 5 days of rioting and burning and Macron backing down with a 20% approval rating. I've got stacks of articles here. Just insanity is unfolding. What in God's green earth is going on, Paul Joseph Watson?
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, the big news, obviously, out of France after the riots over the past few days, which, again, most people don't understand, even though they started off as a revolt against the gas tax hikes. It's more of a wider revolt against globalism, full stop. They had a president elected on the promise of saving globalism. They heralded his arrival as the great savior of globalism. Just over a year later after that election, he's got now a 25% approval rating. He's probably even lower at this point. He's got riots on the streets of Paris, riots on the streets of Lyon, and they've had to back down after promising, after vowing that they would, you know, hold their sacred promise to the EU Commission, which is basically who controls France, and the UN. Obviously, Macron's in this big climate change summit right now as this all goes down. They promised them that they wouldn't back down on these gas tariffs, and they've had to do it at least for 6 months. But now we have this out of Breitbart, which most people haven't picked up on today. Not enough yellow vests to reject temporary suspension of fuel tax rises in France. So Macron, the government of France, came out and said, we're going to temporarily suspend them for 6 months. The yellow vest movement, or at least some representatives from within it, have said that that is not enough. The government of Macron announced Tuesday a moratorium on the increase of the fuel tax. And it's going to last several months. But Benjamin Cauchy, who's become a major figure in the yellow vest movement, told France Info today, quote, we will not be put to sleep by a moratorium. The issues are much wider than that. He said the French do not want crumbs. They want the breadstick in full. That's a very French response. And they want referendums on major societal issues. In fact, I did an article yesterday about this on Infowars.com where they lay out their demands and they talk about mass migration. They talk about wanting criminal asylum seekers who have either failed their applications or who have committed crimes while in the country waiting for their applications to be approved to be deported. So the gas tax hike was not the sole element of these protests. There's another article out of Wall Street Journal which was linked up on Drudge, which said after decades of global conferences, forests of reports, dire television documentaries, celebrity appeals, school curriculum overhauls and media bludgeoning, voters don't believe that climate change justifies policies that would raise their cost of living and hurt the economy. In fact, Westerners across both America, Canada, the entirety of Europe, climate change, global warming routinely comes at the bottom of the list of priorities for voters in all these different Western countries. Yet they continue to push it and push it and push it. And in France, they've pushed it too far. But the leaders of that protest movement have come out and said that that's not enough. They had another rally planned for this weekend. It remains to be seen if that's going to go ahead. Literally talking about storming the Bastille during this next round of protests this next weekend. So we'll wait to see if that simmers down. I don't think it will simmer down, given that they have a much wider raft of demands that haven't been met.
Well, Paul, I would tell them as nationalists and patriots who want sovereignty and to get the Islamic invaders who come in and out, they need to push now all the way. The only reason Macron and the Rothschilds backed off is because they see the momentum they have. Once they back down, they're going to have the secret police target their leaders. They're going to crack down with censorship. I think they should continue moving against the outside Vichy French level collaboration you know, the Vichy collaborated with Hitler. Macron's with the EU and the globalists. They need to remove this foreign government entirely, Paul, and we salute them and support them. I think they need to strike while the iron's hot.
That's basically what Marine Le Pen has called for. The question is, do they see what's happening over in the UK, where today we had another vote in Parliament, which means if Theresa May's crappy EU deal gets rejected, which it will, because it's not Brexit in any form, it's just kicking the can down the road and staying within the EU, will we get yellow vest-style demonstrations in the UK? I put a poll on Twitter, 55% say yes. I don't think we'll get anything like that, to be honest, Alex. But given the example set by France, it remains to be seen. But what I'm saying is that the yellow vest leaders need to look at what happened in the UK, need to see how far, how deeply we've been betrayed, promised and stabbed in the back at every opportune moment, and continue to demand all their demands, because this promise of a six-month moratorium will probably disappear in a hurry.
More of Paul Joseph Watson from NewsWars.com. Find him on Twitter at Prison Planet. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. War Room coming up at 3 o'clock Central.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Just finishing off with that whole France Macron yellow vest revolt uprising that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. Coming to a head, of course, this past Saturday, where they had the biggest riots in 50 years since the infamous student riots of 1968 in Paris. Now, I said his approval rating, Macron, the big globalist savior, was at 25%. It's actually at 23% now. I mean, how much lower can it go? Headline, anti-nationalist Macron disapproved by 76% of French amid massive protests. His disapproval rating is now a colossal 76%. And in this article, they remind people that he likened nationalism to treason at their annual Remembrance Day event or Centennial Remembrance Day event. You'll also remember that Macron literally gave speeches talking about turning Europe into Eurabia and importing tens of millions of Africans and tens of millions of more Middle Easterners. Of course, when you do that, if you import Africa, you become Africa. He also backed the EU army, of course. He wants the EU to be a big federal superstate. He suggested there should be more EU control over nations. And now he's pushing tax cuts for the rich whilst imposing massive tax hikes to the working class, resulting in nearly a month of enormous protests, has seemingly only helped his disapproval rating. Because remember, according to all the reports, and even the mainstream media reports admit this, the majority of protesters are both men and women aged 30 to 50 living in the rural areas of France, the ones more dependent on driving cars to get to work to go about their normal business. I mean, Macron's literally telling these people who are already suffering, I think they've got a 21% youth unemployment rate. Their unemployment rate in general is hovering at about 10% nationally. And the people struggling the most are not ones living in the centre of Paris, they're the ones living in the suburbs and in the rural areas most impacted by this gas tax hike on carbon emissions as a sacrifice to the altar of the great global warming gods. So they're the ones getting hit the hardest. So it's kind of lower middle class, working class people out in the suburbs, out in the countryside. And those are the ones at the protest. Speculation has raged as to who was behind the violence. I would say some of the graffiti, some of that kind of behavior is by the genuine protesters. Others will just hijack any kind of demonstration to commit violence, as we've seen. But again, it has elements of both left and right. You've got a lot of Marine Le Pen supporters. There you see they daubed the Arc de Triomphe with demanding Macron resign, saying that the yellow vests will win. But you've got a combination of right-wing, you can call them right-wing, they're not really, Marine Le Pen's platform was not really right-wing, it was more, you could even say socialist, it was nationally protectionist for French workers. Then you've got people from the fringe left, Jean-Luc Mélenchon supporters, who are also involved in these protests. But now today, a poll by polling firm IFOP reveals that barely clinging on 23%, just 23% of the French support Macron, and that his approval rating, get this, has plummeted by an extraordinary 18% in just 5 months. If that happened to Trump, I mean, that'd be it'd be a national story for weeks on end, wouldn't it? I mean, they rag on Trump for having a 40% approval rating. If you look at Rasmussen, it's higher than that. But Macron has sunk by 18% in the past 5 months alone. That is a stunning rebuke of globalism. He's now on 23%. He's at a record low already. When he was at 26%, he was at a record low for any French president in history at that point of him being in office. And now he's down to 23%. The mainstream media are quick to give praise to the hard-pressed globalists. However, the French people clearly had enough. The attempts to push centrism or globalist socialism simply not working, and the populist message is what is being embraced. And that's exactly the past. The fact, you've got populist elements of the fringe left from Mélenchon being embraced, populist elements from the right and Marine Le Pen being embraced, and it's this perfect storm which has brought Macron down to an approval rating of just 23% as they give this olive branch, which they could whip away at any moment, this promise that they're going to suspend this gas tax hike for 6 months, even though it's not solely about the fuel tax. Moving on, though, UK politics. By the way, they had a vote in Parliament today whereby if Theresa May's Brexit deal is rejected, which it will be because it's not Brexit, then Parliament will have a say on a no deal being accepted. Of course, the only outcome if May's deal was rejected was to have a no deal hard Brexit, which is the only Brexit that could in reality fulfil the results, fulfil the national will of the people who voted for exactly that in a referendum. That was going to be the case. We would crash out with a no-deal Brexit. At least we would have economic judicial freedom. We would be able to make our own trade deals. But no, they're now saying that if that happens and her deal is rejected, that Parliament's then going to get another vote on a no-deal Brexit. So again, Brexit isn't happening. They're just kicking the can further and further down the road. We've been stabbed in the back. It's a complete betrayal. And unless we see something on the scale of the Yellow Vest movement in France over in the UK, that's only going to continue. They're just going to cancel Brexit. The UK will officially become an undemocratic country, an anti-democratic country. And related to that, RT reports Nigel Farage quits UKIP over party's ties to Tommy Robinson. This came out just a couple of hours ago. UKIP founding member Nigel Farage, who of course was the leader, but now he's just a member, or was until today, has cut his ties with the party, accusing its leadership of trying to call extremists like EDL founder Tommy Robinson, who of course has been on the show several times. He said, "With a heavy heart, I'm leaving UKIP. It's not the Brexit party our nation so badly needs." Now, Farage is leaving UKIP today because there's a giant demonstration. How giant it will be remains to be seen. But there's a big Brexit rally taking place in London this Saturday, led, at least partially, by Tommy Robinson and Gerard Batten, who, of course, is the leader of UKIP. Now, Nigel Farage, and he's not alone in thinking this, thinks that because of some of the criminal elements that surround that kind of movement, that, you know, that remnant of EDL members, football hooligans, basically, that Brexit march is going to turn violent. Of course, you could have provocateurs go in and turn it violent, and that is going to be used as a bully stick by the globalists, by Theresa May, by the sellout people who have betrayed this country within the Conservative Party and within the Labour Party as well, to say, look, these are the kind of thugs who support no deal, who support hard Brexit. This is why we need to vote for Theresa May's deal. So if they have a giant flashpoint on Saturday and that this turns into a big riot, they're going to use that to try and ram through Theresa May's deal. It's going to be an uphill struggle because at the moment she's way short of the votes. But that is partially why Nigel Farage has officially today left UKIP. And it's not a secret. He said it in interviews over the past couple of weeks. He said they're going to have unrest. They're going to have riots. And then 2 days later, the vote happens. So they could provocateur it. They could use that to ram through Theresa May's crappy deal. People on the other side say that Farage is basically cooked out and that he needs to question Islam more, as Gerard Batten is doing. And if you look at the responses to Farage's article today, that seems to be the weight of the opinion on Twitter. But again, it's a difficult situation. We'll be back in the next segment to discuss it more. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our
quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about the unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale. Day 2, right now at InfoWarsStore.com, a massive 75% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and an exclusive, several exclusive 24-hour specials. You get a free shirt with every single order. Now, more than ever, we need your support in the fight for liberty against globalist censorship. You saw Tim Cook come out yesterday and basically be given a Courage Award for censoring online free speech. That's literally what we're up against. That's why we need your support. So every day at InfoWarsStore.com, we're launching an unprecedented 24-hour special on top sellers, and every order gets a free shirt. Today's feature 24-hour special is the ultimate bone broth formula at 55% off. That is more than half off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the free shirt that you get with every order is the exclusive We Are All Alex Jones anti-censorship t-shirt. That is a fantastic conversation starter. And this will be the last mega sale of 2018. So now is the time. Obviously, what are we now, like 3 weeks away from Christmas? Get those orders locked in so we can get them delivered to you in plenty of time. Support Info and get the perfect Christmas gift for the lowest prices. Up to 75% off on some products. Free shipping, double Patriot points, a free t-shirt with every order, and today's special is the ultimate bone broth. 55% off. We need your support now more than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just to wrap up, I was talking before the break. Basically, Nigel Farage has distanced himself from UKIP. He's quit the party because he doesn't like them getting more associated with what he calls extremists. Now, the American view of Tommy Robinson is a lot different from the British view of Tommy Robinson. Of course, our politics is a lot more staid, a lot more polite, a lot more gentle, although not by very much at this point. So someone like Tommy Robinson, even though he's a big hero to a lot of people, both within the UK and in America as well, people in America don't really see the optics of having him officially as part of your party, even though he's really not. I mean, they hired him as an advisor on grooming gangs. He's not even a member of the party at this point, as far as I'm aware. So Farage is distancing himself from UKIP because he thinks that this is going to turn out bad. It's bad optics that they're going to have a protest this Saturday, which is going to attract a lot of the football hooligan element, which does still somewhat revolve around Tommy Robinson. Not that he instigates that. He constantly broadcasts a message of peace and nonviolence. But you do get bad apples and bad elements within those kind of crowds. So that's why Farage has left UKIP, basically, because he thinks there's going to be maybe some kind of provocation, maybe some riots this weekend, and that will then be used by the political establishment to say, oh, look, those are the people who support no-deal Brexit, those are the people who support hard Brexit, even though the entire 17.2 million people who voted for Brexit supported exactly that, because it's the only form of Brexit. But they're going to point to that and say, those are the thugs, those are the loons, those are the bigots that support that. That's why we need to support and vote through Theresa May's betrayal deal. So that's why Nigel Farage has distanced himself from UKIP. You can see it from both sides. I mean, there's been an internal war in UKIP between Gerard Batten and Nigel Farage for basically years at this point. That's not a secret. Everybody knows about it. So again, it's all about optics. You try to look more reasonable, more rational, more centrist when you're broadcasting your message, or do you speak the plain truth, the hurtful truth in many cases, and accept the risk that you will get bad optics with that depending on the people who you attract to your party? It's a difficult situation. You can see it from both sides of the equation, but basically that's why Farage has quit UKIP today. Meanwhile, in Denmark, they're undesirable and they must feel it. Denmark to ship unwanted refugees to remote island. Denmark will send rejected asylum seekers to live on a remote island located in the freezing Baltic Sea. The island is currently home to animal research laboratories and a crematoria. Now, this is the government of Denmark. This isn't the UKIP of Denmark. They're actually in charge. They're actually going to do this. If you are unwanted in Danish society, this is a quote, you should not be a nuisance to ordinary Danes, Immigration Minister Inger Støjberg wrote in a Facebook post Friday. They are undesirable in Denmark and they must feel it. That is the based, red-pilled government of Denmark telling migrants who have committed crimes, asylum seekers who have been rejected, that they must go home. Another party spokesman said, we're going to minimize the number of ferry departures as much at all possible. We're going to make it cumbersome and expensive as possible. They're looking to take the hardest line on immigration. Definitely a lot harder than Sweden, which basically doesn't even put some rapists in prison who lie about their age, doesn't deport them. You remember the famous case of the girl, the white left-wing activist, who literally grounded a plane to prevent an asylum seeker from being deported from Sweden. Turned out later that he'd literally choked his wife and children with a power cord. Those are the kind of people they're defending. But now Denmark has said that if they're rejected or if they've committed crimes, they're going to put them on a remote island before deporting them. Why are they doing that? Well, because of stories like this. Also in Scandinavia, 7 adult migrants suspected of raping 10-year-old Finnish girl. The police are investigating a serious sexual assault in Oulu of a child. So far, 7 foreign men are suspected of seriously raping the young girl and serious child molestation. Apparently, this had been going on for months. According to police, it's possible there will be more suspects. Again, the victim was 10 years old. Finland, isn't it amazing how these kind of cases only started popping up a few years ago in Finland? In fact, I remember, I think it was in late 2015 or early 2016, when Finland officially had its first Islamic terror attack. Wasn't that a coincidence after the 2015 opening of the borders, which saw a lot of migrants from the Middle East coming into Scandinavia? Meanwhile, in Germany, refugee beats praying priest to death with metal cross. More cultural enrichment. Lois Simbad, a 27-year-old asylum seeker from Cameroon, admitted to killing a 54-year-old pastor, Alain Florent Gandelou, who was from the Congo himself, during a prayer in Berlin on 22nd of February. So again, this is actually migrant-on-migrant violence, which you see is very common now. At first, he beat the man with a metal cross and moved on to shove an umbrella down his throat. The victim died due to serious head trauma. The perpetrator entered Germany as a refugee in 2014, claims to be a Christian, but says he also believes in witchcraft and ghosts. According to his story, a ghost that had possessed his brother, who also lives in Germany, supposedly had taken over his body. Yeah, try that one in court. Although, who knows, with Germany the way it is at this point in time, maybe they'll listen. Italy. Around 2,000 migrants are expected to leave Italy every month under tougher rules. So again, like Denmark, Italy is getting tough on migration after the election of a populist government. Around 2,000 migrants are expected to leave Italy per month as humanitarian residency permits expire following the passage of the Migration and Security Decree drafted by populist Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. You recall he got that vote through Parliament in Italy quite comfortably last week or the week before, I believe. The new Migrant and Security Decree, which is set to come into effect January 2019, scraps the humanitarian residency permit. Those currently living in Italy with the humanitarian permits will not be able to renew them and face deportation instead. So they're talking about 2,000 a month. Now, when Salvini came to power, he said that there were as many as 500,000 illegal migrants in Italy, which Salvini promised to deport. And that's obviously just scratching the surface. But now, at least under this new law, they're going to try and deport 2,000 again. Failed criminal, illegal asylum seekers or migrants. These aren't migrants who have legally immigrated. So again, Italy is following the example of Denmark in getting tough on migration. And again, this is part of the protest in France. Most people don't realize this. If you look at some of the demands of the Yellow Vest protesters, they specifically said, we don't want the migrants coming in. We want to hold them offshore on a foreign country while they apply for their asylum and not be allowed near France until it's been approved. That is the common sense approach. That's what most common sense people want. This is the Alex Jones Show, live Infowars.com. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live, and we're going to hit some more news stories here in a second. First, I want to tell you about Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier at the unprecedented price of just $127. Again, this is going to make another fantastic Christmas present for your loved ones and family and friends. Allergies, dander, asthma, smoke, germs. There are many reasons why we need to think about purifying our indoor air. We can't stop breathing, but we do have a choice on what air we breathe. And now, while supplies last, you can save over $120 on the revolutionary air purification system, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which can remove up to 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants in your home, like dust, pollen, smoke, dander, and more. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for just $127. That is going to be a healthy, rewarding Christmas present for anyone who receives it. Instead of buying them crap that they don't want, that they don't need, that they're not going to use, get them the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier at just $127. And while you're there, look at the unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale. Again, up to 75% off some of these products. That is massive. Free shipping, double Patriot points, exclusive 24-hour specials, and a free T-shirt with every order. The current T-shirt is the We Are All Alex Jones Anti-Censorship Shirt. Again, another great gift. And the 24-hour special is the ultimate bone broth formula, available at just 55% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The 12 days of Christmas sale. It is massive. It is on right now, and we need your support. Now, obviously, we covered this earlier. ADL gives Tim Cook award for censoring online speech, where they literally applauded him for censoring controversial speech. Giant corporations deciding what's controversial, what's offensive. And, of course, we've found out what they define as controversial and offensive in the past couple of weeks. We had Jesse Kelly, the combat veteran, suspended from Twitter for no identifiable reason whatsoever. We had Laura Loomer, who criticized female genital mutilation. She got blasted off of Twitter. She's yet to return. She won't return. And now Tim Cook is up there receiving an award, receiving platitudes for banning hate. They also had Jonathan Greenblatt, who basically linked hate speech to criticism of immigration. That's also in the new UN Migration Pact document, according to Dutch MEPs, which we've featured the articles on Infowars.com. Again, categorizing criticism of immigration as hate speech. And now we had this happen on Twitter yesterday too. This is out of Gateway Pundit. Twitter suspends humanitarian account for publishing photos of the war in Yemen. So this was a left-wing account. Remember, this has happened before on Facebook. Remember that time when they suspended about 100 different Facebook pages? Left-wing, pro-drug legalization, anti-war Facebook and Twitter accounts. They were all gone. They never came back. Well, now they've suspended another left-wing account for posting photos of the war in Yemen. It isn't just the right that's being subjected to Orwellian censorship on social media. Twitter is now censoring Pulitzer-worthy photos showing the horror of the war in Yemen. On Tuesday, they banned the Op Desanitize account, which publishes graphic photos from war zones the U.S. is involved in, mainly Yemen. According to Walker Bragman, an independent journalist associated with the account, the suspension came after they sent a tweet questioning the Center for American Progress's connections to the United Arab Emirates. Neera Tanden, the president of the Center for American Progress and one of Hillary Clinton's biggest backers, have been at war with reporters who have questioned Democratic candidates taking money from the oil and gas industry. So they basically commit the thought crime of questioning a Hillary Clinton backer of posting photos, brutal reality photos, which should be protected under journalistic practice. After all, hardcore pornography is on Twitter, that's protected. But don't criticize the war in Yemen, their accounts got banned. They did later come back because there was a massive outcry against it. And I mean, that is the only thing that Twitter seems to have improved upon of late. You remember they suspended another individual who basically they claimed was under 16 years old. He wasn't. He came back. So it seems when there is an outcry that they do actually respond to it now, not in the case of Laura Loomer, who is permanently suspended for good. Meanwhile, in London, of course, where we have a violent crime wave, we have stabbings, we have murders on a par with it on some months or even greater in some months than New York City. Met police officer under criminal investigation for knocking down moped teen. Now, to explain, we had an explosion of moped crime where people on mopeds, on motorbikes, with helmets or without helmets, just basically drive into an outdoor cafe area or even in some cases inside a cafe, steal people's mobile phones, steal people's laptops. It's a huge epidemic. Literally driving into people on the street, ripping their luxury watches off their arms. Moped crimes absolutely exploded in the UK. And why did it explode? Because the police a few years ago were told they were not allowed to chase these gang members, these criminals driving mopeds, if they remove their helmets. And who put that directive into effect? It was the then Home Secretary, now Prime Minister, Theresa May. They see an example of the kind of crime I'm talking about. So recently they came out and said, we're going to allow police to ram these moped criminals to apprehend them, at least allowing them to chase the thugs, chase the criminals. Well, now a Metropolitan Police officer who used his car to knock a teenager off his moped in a tactical contact has been put under criminal investigation. If you criminalize them, if you put them at risk of criminal investigation for actually pursuing criminals, they're not going to pursue criminals. Criminals are going to become emboldened. Crime is going to increase. And that's exactly what was happening. These moped criminals are basically just laughing at police as they drove away. They took their helmets off. The police couldn't chase them, and they would literally laugh in their face as they slowly drove away. They didn't even need to be in a hurry, because legally they couldn't be chased. It was absolutely ridiculous. That policy was supposedly reversed, but it isn't being reversed because they're still charging police for doing it. The unnamed officer struck the scooter to deliberately stop the 17-year-old youth riding dangerously in southeast London. The teenager, who was not wearing a helmet at the time, because they know if they do that, they're not going to get chased, was taken to hospital with serious head injuries and fractures, but was later discharged. So he wasn't seriously hurt. They discharged him from hospital quite fast. He later pled guilty to 5 offences, including theft, dangerous driving, and driving without a licence. So again, this was a criminal. He committed crimes, chased by a police officer who tried to use what little power he had to apprehend the criminal. And now the police officer is being criminally charged. And we wonder why moped crime, why stabbings are on the increase. Meanwhile, they've devoted literally, I think it's up to like 900 police officers now to tackle mean comments on the internet. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, expert, threat of nuke war with Russia greatest in 50 years. This was Stephen F. Cohen. He's basically an expert who's been studying American relations for the past 50 years. He was on Tucker Carlson last night and said that Russiagate, this Mueller investigation, and basically the entire environment that prevents Trump from even being able to meet with Putin. They had the meeting arranged for Argentina a couple of weeks ago. It had to be cancelled because of optics. He said that this has put the United States at risk of nuclear war with Russia, the greatest threat for over 50 years. He says, quote, "We're embroiled with crises that are fraught with hot war, not just cold war." He went on to say, "This is not the case," talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, "and that's why I think the danger of war with Russia, at least since the Cuban Missile Crisis, is greater in my lifetime in history than it's ever been because of these Russiagate allegations for which I've yet to see any authentic evidence." So that is a guy who has 50 years experience studying American-Russian relations, saying we're at the greatest threat of hot nuclear war for 50 years plus because of the fact that Trump is not allowed to practice basic diplomacy, basic communications, as we had at the height of the Cold War, as we had at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis, simply for optics, because he would be accused of being Putin's puppet. Absolutely incredible situation. Meanwhile, Me Too backfires. Wall Street's new rule is avoid women at all costs. No one could have predicted this. So because men are so petrified now in Wall Street, in these other high-pressure, highly paid professions, to even be around women for fear that they would be accused of sexual harassment or sexual assault, Wall Street bigwigs are basically not hiring women at all. So that is the effect that Me Too has had on women, literally stripping women of careers, employment, and money. Another astounding success for feminists. Absolutely incredible. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Again, take advantage of that massive Christmas special at InfoWarsStore.com. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Coming up next is the War Room. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life.